It's Amy Ray with us here today on the Blue Plate Special. Real quickly, I just need to mention that support for the WDVX Blue Plate Special comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Tennessee Arts Commission. Visit Knoxville and Barley's down in Knoxville's old city. So, you know, a lot of times when people record music, they get a studio, they get a producer, they go in, they all record their parts. That's that producer's job to mix it all together and make it all work. And sometimes people decide to do it in a different way and record live to tape, which I believe this project was done that way. During a time when it was kind of crazy to have everybody together doing live recording. So I'm trying to, how did you figure out how to make all of those pieces work live? Because if you don't get it, there's no redos, y'all. You know, you're paying for that studio space regardless. So, you know, you got to get it right when you're in there doing it, and you got to like it. So how'd you make it work, Amy?
Well, we had, when everybody was kind of in lockdown, we actually recorded a few singles digitally kind of from our homes, and that kind of got up our skill set, I guess, to like be able to work that way. Uh-huh. So we actually did pre-production for the record in that way, and everything would end up in Jeff's house in his basement, and our producer Brian Spicer and Jeff would talk, and we would create like a demo. So we had pretty good working demos. Uh-huh. And then when we went to Nashville, we just had, I don't know, 8 days or something, and we had tape, and we just got into our little cubicles and we all played together as a band. And there's a few overdubs here and there if someone was playing two instruments and they had to go back and play another part. But it's about seven. There's seven songs that are just really like live. And we've been together about 10 years now, this band has. So we, you know.
You kind of know how to do it. And I do believe this was your 10th solo project at this point?
There's like seven studio records and a few live things. Yeah, yeah, I did. And I started out doing kind of punk rock, sort of rock stuff in like 2000 with some friends. And it morphed into country, which is what happens, I guess.
It does happen.
You know.
It's funny how that happens.
From The Clash to Johnny Cash.
There you go. again, if it all goes south, available on those... all those musical platforms out there, wherever you find your music, and at amyray.com. I'm going to back out of the way. We're going to get a few more tunes right here from Amy Ray on the Blue Plate Special, y'all.
All right. We're going to do a tune that I wrote for a friend of mine that was a DJ. She passed away a few years ago and from cancer, and she's very inspiring to me. So after she passed, it was in the middle of COVID, and I wrote a song that was kind of like my letter to her, you know, and she lived in New York, and there was a lot of action up there, and this is just about young days in New York City and her, and kind of we're the same vintage, so we sort of had a lot of memories together.